The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Naja Gliago.
In the headlines, GMA to continue attending to emergency cases for another week to give government more time to resolve their grievances. Minerals Commission urges foreigners who want to mine in Ghana to follow laid down procedures. Food and Drugs Authority seizes large consignment of poor quality and substandard condoms from China. Guinean opposition to demonstrate against election date, and Venezuela's acting president Nicolas Maduro wins presidential poll. But first, the summary with Naja Gli.
The Ghana Medical Association has rescinded its earlier decision to withdraw all services by today. After a National Executive Council meeting, its Deputy General Secretary, Dr. Justice Yangson, told Radio Ghana that the association will give government one more week to address their concerns while doctors and public hospitals continue attending to emergency cases. The Minerals Commission is entreating all foreigners who intend to venture into mining to go through the laid-down procedures and go into large-scale mining. Speaking on GTV's Talking Point last night, the coordinator of small-scale mining at the Commission, Kofi Tete, said small-scale mining is reserved for Ghanaians, hence it is illegal for any foreign national to go into it. A large consignment of poor quality and substandard condoms imported from China has been intercepted by the Food and Drugs Authority. The authority in a statement said the condoms, called Be Safe, failed to meet quality standards when tested. It therefore calls on any facility having stock of the condoms to hand them over to its nearest office for safe disposal. And Nicolas Maduro has won Venezuela's presidential election by a slight margin. Mr. Maduro, who was chosen by the late Hugo Chavez, had 50.7% of the votes against 40.1% by opposition candidate Henrique Capriles. The Electoral Commission, however, says the results are irreversible.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news now in detail. The Regional Ministers' Conference has urged all labor unions in the country to use dialogue and negotiations as a means of resolving their grievances instead of resorting to strikes. The conference says such industrial actions have serious consequences on the economy and Ghanaians in general. This was contained in a communique issued at the end of the two-day conference in Kumasi under the theme, Re-energizing Regional Level Governance for the Attainment of the Better Ghana Agenda. Johnny Eboa has the details.
The regional ministers called on the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and the Ghana School Feeding Program Secretariat to pay urgent attention to recommendations from the regions for redirecting the application of the school feeding program away from regional and national capitals to more underserved and vulnerable areas. They proposed that the ministers for local government and rural development and finance and economic planning make proposals for resourcing the regional coordinating councils. Also, clear supervisory arrangements should be made and the assemblies given the responsibility for sanitation services to be delivered under the public-private arrangements at a district level. They further suggested that Cabinet initiates a strategic session to identify some short-term high-impact relief interventions that reflect the social democratic character of the NDC. They resolved to undertake closer supervision of metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives within their jurisdiction, as well as rigorous performance assessments. Closely linked will be the careful consideration of financial decisions of assemblies at regular intervals in order to identify irregular happenings and instances of malfeasance and assure themselves of all reasonable doubts. They resolve to infuse the Better Ghana concept into all their communications, which will be consciously coordinated, and encourage media reportage of development programs in order to prevent voids in information dissemination. The regional ministers assured the president of the responsibility he has entrusted with them and pledged not to do anything that will bring him and his administration into disrepute. He also emphasized that his admonition to them to recognize their position as one of serving rather than one of lordship is well taken. The next conference of regional ministers will take place in Second D in the Western Region in July.
Johnny Abuas report.
The Ghana Medical Association has decided to continue attending to emergency cases for another week to give government more time to address their concerns. Doctors in public hospitals embarked on a partial withdrawal of services for the past week, refusing to attend to outpatient cases. They have threatened to withdraw services by today, whereby they will not admit any cases, including emergencies. Speaking to Radio Ghana after a Crunch National Executive Council meeting, Deputy General Secretary of the GMA, Dr. Justice Youngson, told Bubuklinogo they have rescinded their earlier stance and will want to give government one more week to resolve the issues.
Instead of stopping the emergency, we have decided that we will still continue with the emergencies for this week only, hoping that government will resolve the issues. But if they don't resolve it, then I will option that still to include emergencies effective next week. The strike is still on, I can confirm. And two, I can also confirm that we are still going to see emergencies and inpatients. So basically what is happening now is we are still going to do exactly what we did the recently past week.
You are supposed to hold some executive meeting.
The executive meeting that has taken this decision. What I'm communicating to you is a decision from that meeting.
You heard the Deputy General Secretary of the GMA, Dr. Justice Youngson, talking to Bubuklinogo.
Giochen Hine and President of the Eastern Regional House of Chiefs, Asaji Fuamutia Fuipini, has called on organized labor to exercise restraint and resort to dialogue to ensure national peace. A statement by the Achimi Bwakwa Traditional Council said the Ochinhini made the call during a meeting with the leadership of the Ghana Medical Association GMA at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital in Accra. Asaji Fuamutia, accompanied by some traditional rulers, negotiated with the representatives of the striking doctors and urged them to go back to work for the progress of the nation. Yochingini stated that the culture of militancy and strike must not become a permanent feature of the nation and urged the labor movement to resort to dialogue. Yochingini pleaded with the doctors to rescind their decision since the medical profession is not only a noble one, but humanitarian and crucial to human life and security, for government addresses their needs.
The Food and Drugs Authority has seized a large consignment of poor quality and substandard condoms called Besafe, imported from China. The packaging of the product has no manufacturer's name and address, but only an inscription manufactured in PRC. The FDA, in the statement copied to the GMA, said 7 batches of the Besafe condoms failed to meet quality standards when tested. The condoms were found to have visible holes and burst easily under pressure and can easily break during sex. It said users are at risk of contracting sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV and AIDS, and having unwanted pregnancies, and that the poor quality Besafe condoms are also of smaller size than normal and not adequately lubricated. The FDA appealed to any facility having stocks of the said condoms to hand them over to its nearest office for safe disposal. The FDA assured the public of continued vigilance in its enforcement activity to promote public health and safety.
Now away from health, the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church Ghana, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has called on leaders to identify and nurture the potential in the youth in order to harness them for their own benefit and the nation. This will reduce the unemployment rate and social decadence in the country. Most Reverend Asante made the comment in Accra at an induction service for Very Reverend Samuel Jimafrimpong as the Executive Secretary of the Boys Brigade Ghana. Antoinette Abba was at the service.
The Very Reverend Samuel Jimafrimpong, who is the 7th Executive Secretary of the Boys Brigade Ghana, was born in 1964. He started his primary school education at Konongo and continued to Kumasi Academy for his secondary education. He entered the University of Ghana in 1988 for a diploma in religion and got the Bachelor of Divinity in 2003. From 1998 to 2000, Reverend Jimafrimpong served as the district youth organizer for the Sunyani Diocese. He was later assigned to coordinate the activities of the Boys Brigade in Sinyani before moving to Accra. The presiding bishop of the Methodist Church, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, said people who find themselves in leadership positions should be mindful of the obligations that come with the position and deliver as expected. They must also ask God for grace and favor, as He is the only one who can help them.
We have been called to prosecute God's agenda, and His agenda has economic, political, and spiritual implications. His agenda is to preach the good news to the spiritually and materially impoverished. Let this young one understand the discipline is intended to discipline them so that they can accept the gospel of Christ, to preach the word of God to the young and let them understand.
The new Executive Secretary, Reverend Samuel Jima Frimpong, said he will focus on training the youth in the brigade so that they can shun negative behaviors in society. He said the Boys Brigade has a lot of financial difficulties and appealed to philanthropists to come to the aid of the group.
Economic times are very difficult. People do not give as much, so the church also finds it very difficult to give to the organizations like the Boys Brigade, which depends on the church. So that is a major problem for us. But we intend dwelling on these traditional means of raising funds, as well as looking at alternative means of getting funds, like the MBC starting some arts and crafts among the various regions.
The induction service was attended by bishops in the Methodist Church, as well as Accra, Tema, and Volta Regional Council Brigades.
Antoinette Abbas report.
The Pan-African Clergy Council and Bible Seminary has conferred a Doctor of Divinity on Reverend Kwaku Jiajiman in Accra. The awardee, who is a reverend of the Anglican Church in Accra, advised the youth in the gospel to be disciplined and dedicated to the work of God. Now Momo Kasa has more.
The Pan-African Clergy Council and the Bible Seminary, as an institution which trains Christian leaders to become knowledgeable in spiritual and physical terms in order to become spiritually alert and strong to meet the challenges of recent times. The award was conferred on Reverend Canon Dr. Kwikudia by a retired bishop of the Accra Anglican Diocese, Most Reverend Dr. Justus Akufi. He praised the awardee for his perseverance and asked other pastors to emulate his hard work. Reverend Dr. Akufi said the award is being given to him as a form of motivation to enable him to do more in the ministration of God's word. Reverend Canon Dr. Kwiku Ajimandia expressed joy for the award he has received. He had advise the youth in ministry not to rush for wealth by doing immoral things, but to be disciplined.
You can imagine how it is, to be honest. Bianna said that to gain recognition for that is a great joy. It will lift your status in wealth. The people go and buy these awards. Society, nobody can point finger and say, this man, we found him here. He did that, he did that. He's cheating. He's messing up. He's duping people. But it looks like this, the youth in ministry, they have the craze for wealth and success. You know, they want to microwave things. But in ministry, don't do that. That's where we have a lot of problems, you see. So my advice to them is that, yes, they must know God, love God, fear God, serve Him, and then God will promote.
Reverend Canon, who has been in ministration of God's word for 40 years, is also an author of 10 books. They include The Joy of Fasting, Victory Over Demonic Dreams, and Knowing and Understanding Spiritual Warfare.
Now, Momo Okasa Falbert's report.
Christians have been asked to disabuse the notion that every cultural activity is incompatible with Christianity. The Kufuor Methodist Circuit Superintendent Minister, the Reverend Isaac Akwa, who made the assertion, said culture does not only mean libation or worshipping deities, but the way people dress, sing, dance, talk, and even eat. Reverend Akwa was speaking at a special service dubbed Family Africana in the Wesley Cathedral in Kofodu in the Eastern Region. The service, which is a maiden to be held by the church, offered the congregation an opportunity to appear in Indian African wares, including kente clothes, jumpers, smocks, abada, and beads, and sang all hymns and other lyrics in Fanti, tracing the genesis of the church in Ghana. The Reverend Akwa said the purpose of that idea is to imbibe the rich Ghanaian culture into the youth to avoid imitating negative foreign ones. He explained that other African countries, including Sierra Leone, have that special program in their almanac and observed it annually and promised to replicate it in Kufobia. The program was rounded off with a family dinner where different types of traditional dishes were served. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. GMA to continue attending to emergency cases for another week to give government more time to resolve their grievances. Minerals Commission urges foreigners who want to mine in Ghana to follow laid down procedures. Food and Drugs Authority seizes large consignment of poor quality and substandard condoms from China. Guinean opposition to demonstrate against election date. And Venezuela's acting president Nicolas Maduro wins presidential poll.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
A three-day National Delegates Congress of cadres of the June 4 and 31st December revolutions have ended in Kumasi. The Ashanti Regional Minister Eric Opoku, who represented President John Dramani Mahama, urged the cadres to move into the field and work to reorganize NDC branches to ensure the vibrancy of the party. We bring you the details.
Among personalities who graced the day congress were the Upper West Regional Minister, Dr. Ephraim Enson Ave, Deputy Minister Designate for Employment and Labor Relations, in Chibwe Siaku Seche, former Deputy Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Nino Tedria, former Deputy Minister of Defense, Dr. E. A. Ayoebiakwa, and the Gan West Municipal Chief Executive, John Kwaosaki. Speaking for the President, the Ashanti Regional Minister, Eric Opoku, assured the cadres of the support of the presidency in their desire to contribute towards the Better Ghana agenda. He, however, called for unity within the ranks of the cadre movement to enable them to achieve their goals. The deputy minister, designate for employment and labor relations, in Chibwe Siaku Seche, noted the sacrifices of cadres in sustaining the NDC. He urged them to make themselves more relevant and shine to woo more youth into their group. In a communique, the Congress urged cadres to remain steadfast in their support for the Mahama and Ms. Arthur government. They expressed concern of development on the labor front and urged workers' leaders to endeavor to exhaust processes and procedures towards resolving grievances before declaring strikes. The communique expressed support for the call by President Mahama to his ministers to always think outside the box and not to do business as usual. In this regard, the Congress urged all cadres to give any assistance they can to presidential appointees in their effort to re-engineer and initiate programs that will speed up the realization of the Better Ghana agenda. The Congress adopted a new constitution for the CADA movement, agreeing that the name of the movement shall be United CADA Front. A 26th National Executive Committee was elected to office with Comrade Kofi Akins as the chairman.
First was a NewsDesk report.
The Eastern Regional Minister, Ellen Ntosu, says a new task force will be commissioned to survey and clamp down on illegal miners in the region. She said the rate at which the land, forest and rivers are being degraded and polluted calls for urgent measures to curb it and protect the environment. Madame Ntosu promised to run an open administration and urged the people to take human interest issues their topmost priority. She indicated that she cannot work without their support and so welcomed good criticisms and advice from them. The regional coordinator, Samuel Bawa, assured the minister of their preparedness to work with her to move the region forward. He mentioned lack of accommodation for workers, lack of logistics in the various offices, and allocation of funds to institutions to enable them to operate effectively and efficiently, as some challenges confronting them. He urged the minister to help them in that direction. During an open forum, concerns were raised in the areas of housing, health, sports, road network, security, education, and agriculture.
The Minerals Commission has urged foreigners who intend to mine in Ghana to go through the laid-down procedures and acquire concessions to go into large-scale mining. The coordinator of small-scale mining at the commission, Kofi Tate, noted that small-scale mining is reserved for Ghanaians and it will be illegal for any foreign national to venture into it. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, Mr. Tete also called for a clear distinction between small-scale and illegal mining. He said in order to make it easier for Ghanaians to acquire the requisite legal backing to go into small-scale mining, the commission is decentralizing most of its operations. He said all things being equal, it should take an individual between 2 to 3 months to get permits. On the way forward for tackling illegal mining, Mr. Tete said the commission is advocating a stiffer punishment for offenders. For his part, the acting executive secretary of the Water Resources Commission, Ben Ampoma, said the commission has embarked upon a training program for the law enforcement agencies. He said officers in 9 out of the 10 regions have already been trained. He observed that the commission will also intensify its educational drive to let the people be aware of the harmful effect of illegal mining around water bodies.
In foreign news, a Guinean opposition official says there will be a march to protest the presidential announcement that elections will be held on June 30. The Guinean opposition spokesperson Abubakar Sila said a peaceful demonstration will be held in the capital Conakry on April 18 to show objections to President Alpha Conde's decision to set the date of the elections, ignoring ongoing consultation over the poll state. Guinea has not had a functioning parliament for 4 years, and it's only held its first democratic presidential election in 2010. Disagreements about the electoral process already have caused violent protests. Originally, the vote was scheduled for the 12th of next month, but the opposition said it was pulling out because of concerns over election procedures.
Central African heads of state are meeting today in N'Djamena, Chad, to review the situation in the Central African Republic, which has been in chaos since last month's rebel coup that toppled the government of President Francois Bozizé. Fighting fled yesterday between rebels and loyalists of the ousted regime, killing at least 14 people. Heavy and small arms fired rocked the Central African Republic capital, Bangui. The violence fled on the heels of rebel leader Michael Djotodia's election yesterday as president of the newly created National Transition Council.
Socialist candidate Nicolas Maduro has won a narrow victory in Venezuela's presidential poll. Mr. Maduro, who was chosen by the late Hugo Chavez, won 50.7% of the vote against 49.1% by opposition candidate Enrique Capriles. The Electoral Commission said the results are irreversible. There has been no comment from Mr. Capriles, who earlier yesterday suggested there is an attempt to doctor the result. Mr. Maduro told a rally of supporters in the capital, Caracas, that he had won a just, legal and constitutional victory. However, the margin of victory was far smaller than that gained by the late President Chavez over Mr. Capriles in elections in last October. Almost 80% of eligible voters took part in the poll. Football. The week 21 matches of the ongoing Glo Premier League continued yesterday at the league centres. The Carhartts of Hope failed to hold on to the unbeaten run in the second round as they were disappointed with a 2-1 loss to Ashanti Gold at the Lenkley Sports Stadium in Obuasi. Yakubu Mohamed, in a 60-minute, expertly converted a penalty to put the home side up front, after which striker Mahatma Utu got the equaliser for the Fabians in the 17th minute. The Fabians pressed on to improve their away record, but squandered glorious opportunities, thereby paving the way for Ashanti Gold to pick all 3 points at stake through Alhaji Sani in the 57th minute. At the Babayara Sports Stadium in Kumasi, Asante Kotoko managed to appease their fans with a 2-1 win over Ibusha Dwarfs after failing to progress in the CAF Champions League a week ago. Here are results of other matches played. Brekum Chelsea 1, King Faisal 0. Bando Heart of Lions 0, Mediama SC 0. Ibiana Stars 0, Brekum Arsenals 0. Royal Tamale United 0, Wa All Stars 3. Amidowns Professionals 0, Tema Youth 3. And in a related development, the Golden Eaglets of Nigeria yesterday thrashed the national under 17 team, the Black Starlets, 6-1 at the ongoing Africa Junior Championship in Morocco. Ghana's goalkeeper Lawrence Ati was shown a red card in the second half after fouling a Nigerian striker, which resulted in a penalty. Striker success Isaac netted 4 times as Bernard Bobua and Kelechi Iheanacho scored the other two goals for Nigeria. Yaya Boah got Ghana's consolation goal. The Spaniards need a win against Congo on Wednesday to enhance their chance of qualifying from Group B.
To end the news and main points again, the Ghana Medical Association has rescinded its earlier decision to withdraw all services by today after a National Executive Council meeting. Its Deputy General Secretary, Dr. Justice Youngson, told Radio Ghana that the association will give governments one more week to address their concerns while doctors and public hospitals continue attending to emergency cases. The Minerals Commission has urged all foreigners who intend to venture into mining to go through the liaison procedures and go into large-scale mining. Speaking on GTV's Talking Points last night, the coordinator of small-scale mining at the Commission, Kofi Tete, said small-scale mining is reserved for Ghanaians, hence it is illegal for any foreign national to go into it. A large consignment of poor quality and substandard condoms imported from China has been seized by the Food and Drugs Authority. The authority in a statement said the condoms called BeSafe failed to meet quality standards when tested. It therefore calls on any facility having stock of the condoms to hand them over to its nearest office for safe disposal. And Nicolas Maduro has won Venezuela's presidential election by a slight margin. Mr. Maduro, who was chosen by the late Hugo Chavez, had 50.7% of the votes against 49.1% by opposition candidate Henrique Capriles. The Electoral Commission, however, says the results are irreversible. The news was presented by Naja Gliago and Abraham Donko in Accra.